Principles and Promises, President A. Theodore Tuttle, A. Theodore Tuttle, Conference Report, April 1970, pages 85-87, Brothers and Sisters, President Lee has said we don't need more prophets to speak, we need more ears to listen. We are about ready to listen, aren't we? I think we have come to this conference a little more attentive. Isn't it interesting what a difference even 6 months can make in our willingness to listen? Our situation is somewhat similar to that in the Book of Mormon, when the people had reached a state of awful wickedness. Nephi then records, "Now this great iniquity had come upon the Nephites, in the space of not many years." Lord's word about our day, with the challenges we face today, it ought to be very comforting to read again what the Lord said to Enoch about our day. "And the Lord said unto Enoch, As I live, even so will I come in the last days, in the days of wickedness and vengeance, come but before that day, the heavens shall shake, and also the earth, and great tribulation shall be among the children of men, but my people will I preserve." Likewise, in section 38, after warning the saints of tumultuous days, the Lord said, "Come but if ye are prepared ye shall not fear, in the world there will be no peace, among faithful Latter-day Saints things will be better, the spirit of fear is not of God." Let us turn to the principles and promises of the prophets, and prepare so we need not fear. How? Strengthen the home. I make several suggestions. Strengthen the home. Observe your family home evening. Freedom from fear follows obedience to this promise. The First Presidency has said, "If thee obey this counsel, we promise that great blessings will result. Love at home and obedience to parents will increase. Faith will be developed in the hearts of the youth of Israel, and they will gain power to combat the evil influences and temptations which beset them. Pay your tithing. Parents, would you develop faith in the hearts of your children? Then, pay your tithing. Rely on the promise the Lord has made. I think it is not well known in the church that payment of tithing has very little to do with money. Tithing has to do with faith. People do not pay tithing because they have money. They pay tithing because they have faith. When we learn that principle, then we are in a better position to understand and to obey what the Lord has said. The Lord is measuring our faith. He is not measuring the amount of money we have. Tithing will be a measure of our preparedness in times to come. Listen to His promise. Behold, now it is a day for the tithing of my people, for he that is tithed shall not be burned at his coming. For after today cometh the burning." This is speaking after the manner of the Lord, "For verily I say, tomorrow all the proud and they that do wickedly shall be as stubble, and I will burn them up, for I am the Lord of hosts, and I will not spare any that remain in Babylon. Wherefore, if ye believe me, ye will labor while it is called today, against this burning." It would seem the better part of wisdom to take out some fire insurance, for those who say we're not going to burn. It would be prudent to remember that it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Let us prepare then by being tithed. Live the word of wisdom. Parents, would you have your children gain power to combat evil influences? Live and teach the word of wisdom. The Lord revealed this principle in 1833. It was accepted as a commandment by the church in General Conference on September 9, 1851. The word of wisdom, like tithing, is a principle with a promise. Four promises given. You know the law, its prohibitions and its recommendations. There are, moreover, four promises of great significance in it: the promise of health, knowledge, strength, and life. And all saints who remember to keep and do these sayings, walking in obedience to the commandments, shall receive health in their navel and marrow to their bones, and shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures, and shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. And I, the Lord, give unto them a promise, that the destroying angel shall pass by them, as the children of Israel, and not slay them. Amen. Youth, compliance with this commandment not only helps to free you from fear, but also strengthens you further to resist the use of drugs, with their hideous mind and soul destroying properties. Obedience to this commandment develops self-control, clarity of mind, and spiritual power. Remember, the Lord has promised and the Lord will fulfill. Keep this commandment then and you need not fear. Learn to communicate. Parents, would you draw near to each member of your family? Learn to communicate with God and with one another. Hold family prayer each morning and evening. Have individual prayer. Teach your children to listen when they pray. Learn to listen to your children. It is often true that 90% of our help comes from listening only. Learn to ponder. Take time to meditate. Eliminate more of the worldly commercial entertainment now channeled into your home. In its place, learn the simple arts and develop individual skills. There is great virtue in training your boys to use building tools and your girls to use homemaking tools. This develops creativity, talent, and initiative. It gives expression to individual talents and encourages thrift and industry. Work and play together. Train your children to work. I believe in the gospel of work. Train them to assume responsibility. Provide opportunity for service to one another and to their parents. Chores are blessings in overalls. Their value remains long after the duty is done. Organize activities that bring parents and children together. Working together is more fun than working alone. Learn also to play. Play together as families. Make your family a strong, united unit of the church. We had better be organized as families. We had better be able to meet trouble. There will no doubt be plenty of it ahead of us. We had better be prepared so that we need not fear. Be prepared. All of this prepares us against the days foretold in the scriptures. When I was a little boy, I used to go from our house up to Hall's to get milk each morning. I had heard about the burning predicted in the scriptures. I once wondered how we could be burned. I could understand how New York City or even Salt Lake City could burn up with its buildings close together. But I was sure that fire would never touch us. Fire couldn't possibly jump from Hall's barn across our garden to our house, not even the biggest fire I had ever seen. I felt safe in Manti. These were a little boy's thoughts. Since then, I've learned about things that can burn without having to have buildings close together. The Lord has said, "My people will I preserve, and if ye are prepared, ye need not fear." I testify that He lives to fulfill His promise. Jesus is the Christ. He will come one day. President Joseph Fielding Smith is a living prophet, and I love him and sustain him and his counselors with all my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.